The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, I think for decades there have been problems with teenagers drinking, and particularly going to discos where there are not supposed to be any drinks served, but they have managed to get tanked up beforehand. But one pre-hospital emergency medicine specialist has spoken about what he found in Bandon in West Cork last Friday evening. Dr. Jason van der Velde, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word this evening. Tell us a little bit about how you fear two teenagers could have died last week because of their level of alcohol intoxication.
Hi, Matt. Thanks very much for having us. Certainly, the experience in Bandon the other night, it wasn't really shocking for us, but I suppose it does bring home the scale of the problem and what happens in towns and cities around Ireland, you know, on most weekend nights. Now, yes, this is a very well-organized event, and as you hit the nail on the head there, it was teenagers arriving intoxicated to the event, which is the main problem. The scale of it was something which took us back at first. Originally, there was a call for the ambulance service in North Cork, so away from where this event was being held, at one of the bus pickup points. And there was a 16-year-old who was that intoxicated that the bus driver felt he needed to call an ambulance, and rightly so. We got involved really when the National Ambulance Service asked for some assistance at the event. And there were a number of calls coming from the event. And really on arrival, there was about almost a dozen teenagers in various states of intoxication. And as you said, it was two that were that unconscious that really their blood pressures weren't even more than 70 systolic. So that's dangerously low. And they couldn't even protect their own airways. They were that inebriated. So yes, I mean, left alone and left unattended, they would have certainly died in that weather, which was really a minus one, 0 degrees centigrade that night.
That's a very important point, I think, as well. I mean, there's a number of potential dangers here. There's the potential for them maybe to choke on their own vomit, but also if they sort of wander off on their own, lie down somewhere, they could actually freeze.
Well, indeed, and the guards actually found additional teenagers in ditches and things around the outskirts of Bandon that night, and were taken to the cells for their own safety. And certainly we had to go and assess those teenagers in the cells that night as well. It's a particular problem, I think, from a fashion perspective. These teenagers would like to be dressed in the latest gear, but sometimes, you know, that doesn't include a decent coat and warmth for the environment.
Were these both boys and girls who were in this condition?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Okay, stay with us on the line, Jason. I want to bring in Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist and author. What is it about Ireland that we have generation after generation engaging in teenage drinking?
Yeah, it's a learned behaviour that we have learned from our culture, and we've learned it historically for hundreds and hundreds of years. And we're passing on this dysfunctional drinking because it's the biggest determinant. How you drink is very much dependent on who the people are around you and how they drink. You're shaped by the way the people around you drink. And so we are teaching our teenagers to binge drink. Our culture is, in our community, this idea that if we have another drink equals we're having a good night is really, really absolutely influential. And that's what we're doing. We've influenced them so that they think a great night out means getting absolutely paralytic. It sounds like such a sad night, such a horrible night. And we've all seen those teenagers who are, it's actually kind of grotesque when they get like that. And we've all seen it because I've no doubt every one of the listeners is like, I remember that. I remember that culture because we were all part of it.
So what do we do to stop it?
Yeah, we need to change our, I think when you look at the European and South Europe and stuff and the teenagers there, this idea that having a great night does not mean getting drunk. I do think, do you remember those ads where the girl looked wrecked from drink and the boy looked wrecked from drink, and they were very hard-hitting ads? I think ads like that are more impactful than just don't drink. The kind of ones that say basically you look like a slob when you drink. will hit home a lot further and a lot quicker with teenagers who, frankly, are vainer now than they ever were before.
Yeah, but what about the behaviour of parents? And if the children and teenagers see their parents going out regularly to the pub, or if they see them drinking at home or having people around the house for drinks, even if it's with dinner and the rest of it, are they subconsciously just going to ape that behaviour as quickly as they can?
Absolutely, and more than anything if they see their parents drunk, because it's the binge drinking that's the problem. And if they see their parents drunk, they're seeing a kind of fun equals drunk. And that is such a damaging message.
Okay, Dr. Jason van der Velde, what do you think could be done about this culture here in Ireland?
Oh, look, I mean, absolutely the nail was hit on the head there. Certainly I'm a blow-in, and you know, my experience around the world has definitely not seen this sort of drink behaviour. And certainly a good night out in Ireland is exactly that. I mean, you're, oh, sure, look, have another drink. Oh, sure, look, have another drink, and drinking to the morning. That would be alien to someone like myself with a sort of Dutch South African background.
How long are you in the country?
10 years now.
And has it surprised you? I mean, are you shocked by what you see?
I'm not shocked that, I suppose, being an emergency medicine physician, it's our bread and butter to deal with this sort of thing. But the normality of it shocks me.
The normality of it. Do you think, are we really that different to other countries?
Absolutely. I suppose the only country that really takes the biscuit would be across the water in the UK. Their drink and drugs culture is far worse than ours, and it's progressively declined over the years. But, you know, certainly it isn't like on the continent where, you know, there's a culture of normality, but normality is not binge drinking or drinking to become inebriated. It's, you know, having a quiet glass of wine would be seen as acceptable, and that is about as far as it goes.
Stella O'Malley, I'm anticipating the messages now, accusing me of being a Puritan, of being a killjoy for actually even having this discussion.
And that represents our dysfunctional brain, that we think a killjoy equals giving out about literally teenagers who are actually in danger to their health. We are messed up with our attitudes to alcohol. There's nothing wrong with having a glass of wine. There's plenty wrong with binge drinking. And I don't care what age we are, it's disgusting. It's really grotesque. And we really need to change that attitude, that killjoy, when you're talking about something so, like I say, so awful and so sad as those teenagers in this field.
Stella O'Malley, Dr. Jason van der Velde, thank you both very much for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.